contre les loyers en cellule. Pour un contre des loyers en cellule. Ne reclaquez son visage pour lui dire la cabane. Pour un contre des loyers en cellule.
Debout. So I'm here with Isabel from RecLac, and Isabel, it's been a wonderful demonstration today. We had a super march for about 2 hours, and a super crowd, I think about 400 people. You must be very pleased with the success today.
Yeah, of course. We had great temperature too, it helps, but I think it becomes more and more an important cause for a lot of people, because rent increases are really tough to deal with. Yeah.
And RecLac is an organization, I think, representing many tenants organizations in the Montreal area. Is that correct?
In fact, it's a coalition of all housing committees and tenants associations across Quebec.
Oh, that's super.
Yeah.
And I know that you're working towards bringing in a certain kind of rent control for all of Quebec. And you know, Isabel, I think that a lot of people have been under the misconception that we already have rent control in Quebec, but it's only a very small percentage of tenants who actually go to the rental board and get a fixation of their rent.
Yeah, in fact, it's less than 1% of rents that are fixed by the rental board every year. So it's it's not much, it's not enough, because in fact the tenant has to refuse the increase before the landlord open a case at the régie to get a fixation. So if the tenant doesn't know his right to refuse, because a lot think that if you refuse you have to leave, and it's not true, you can refuse and stay in your apartment. So there's a lot of misconceptions that and also the rental board, what we want is a rent control that would be obligatory, mandatory, and that applies to all the apartments. And for now, it's only less than 1% of rents that are fixed.
And this is a huge issue in Montreal. I think there are many people are paying a lot more than, you know, it's always recommended that tenants pay 25-30% of their income on rent, but many people are going far above that, and it's a serious issue in Montreal.
Yeah, of course, because taxes are increasing a lot because of the new condos that are being constructed everywhere, and also apartments that are being converted to condos also, so that raises the taxes, and the landlords have the right to increase the rents with the percentage of taxes, you know. So basically the tenants are paying for the gentrification of our neighborhoods.
And you know, we passed a lot of places today where people are obviously renting, and condos going up, and we see that the neighborhood is changing. And we stopped outside Jean-François Lisée's office.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that you're working towards getting a registry of all the rents, and that would be a super way to get a rent control. And how are you working towards that? Is that an issue for the Quebec government, or?
Yeah, for many years now, since 2010, in fact, we've been asking the provincial deputies to act and also to help our cause. But some of the PQ did give their promise that they would act for a registry of rents, but when they were in power last year, they did nothing. The Liberals, they just they don't do much neither. And when we asked the provincial, the Liberals, they say that it's a municipal thing and vice versa. Yeah, talking with the political persons is not working well, so that's why we have to continue struggling and doing demos, and we're working also at the local level with the housing committees. And we're trying to work with municipalities as well, so But, you know, there are already registry on the internet. Like when you want to know what a tenant pays for Hydro-Québec, it's already available. When you want to know the value of the building you're living in, there's already somewhere on the internet where you can a registry where you can find all the taxes info and all that. So these kind of registries already exist, just needs like some political guts that to act. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. And you know, this is a time of year where a lot of people are going to be apartment hunting. And there's a section on the lease where the landlord is supposed to fill in what the present rent is to give the tenant an idea that they're not going to get too charged too high an increase. And I understand that a lot of landlords don't bother to fill that in, and even if they do, I guess there's no guarantee it's going to be accurate what they put.
Yeah, it's true. And it's all we did a campaign a few years ago that was called Passe-moi ton bail, which is give me your lease, because we tried to increase the solidarity between tenants to give the info, because what we see is the majority of the time it's not filled, and even when it's filled, sometimes it's not really accurate. So yeah, we also try to do work with the tenants to so that they know their rights with the rental board, but still a registry would be so much easier. And you know, the cost of our rents is a public info. Everyone should know that. It should be easy to consult like Hydro-Québec or anything else, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. And so you're saying that that's one way we can help immediately, at least as we can, when somebody comes to look at our apartment and we know they're interested in renting it, we can try our best to pass the information to them about the rent that we're paying now.
Yeah, because the highest increases are between two tenants when you sign a new lease. So yeah, it would be a great way to help. It's also a social consciousness to do that. It's not only for the next tenant, but it's for all the tenants that would come after him or her.
And I hear you saying too, you're asking only for a fair increase. I mean, you're just trying to stop these gigantic increases.
Yeah, because they're really gigantic between two tenants. It's like $100, $200, $300 between tenants. Yeah.
Well, it was such a wonderful event today, and people are gathering together to talk about the day, and I think it was a great spirit with all the different groups gathering together, and thank you so much for holding this for us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for your interest. And we're all part of this, and we'll continue to struggle together. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Isabel.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.